Welcome, Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Jason Custer, and I'm sending this podcast in because I've recently begun a weblog, and one of the first things I've done is submitted a tutorial on Microsoft Office Outlook and creating and using appointments and tasks. There are more to come, and there are more information available on my blog, so I hope that you'll go and find out what that information is. And I hope that you'll find a use for some of the resources available. In the meantime, though, to introduce everyone to what's available right now, I'm providing this tutorial to Blind Cool Tech as well, in the hopes that somebody will find use of it. In the meantime, while you listen to this tutorial, you may find it interesting to go and find the blog available at Tech Training, that's T-E-C Training, .blogspot.com. And you'll find a great deal of information available. Right now it's just starting out, but soon there will be more information available, so please keep on checking by. Without further ado, here's a tutorial on Microsoft Office Outlook, Appointments and Tasks. Hello and welcome to the Microsoft Office Outlook tutorial by Jason Custer. This tutorial is going to cover the following topics. First, how to make an appointment in Microsoft Outlook. Second, how to make tasks in Microsoft Outlook. Today I'm going to use System Access by Serotech. Let's start by making an appointment. Now to do that, we're going to go to the File menu. You can click File, or you can push Alt plus F.
File, New Submenu, W.
And we see right on top is the New Submenu. So you can push Enter or your right arrow, or you can use your mouse to expand that menu.
Mail message, Control N.
Now we don't want a mail message, so if you look down the menu with your arrows,
appointment, Control Shift A.
The fifth one down, as you'll see, is appointment. So we'll push Enter on that to open it up.
Untitled appointment, appointment tab, subject, editable text, land.
Okay, now we have untitled appointment. The first box that we are in is the subject box. So now this box is where we should type in what kind of appointment this is going to be. Why don't we say doctor's appointment?
D-R dot doctor.
Call it Dr. Smith.
S-M-I-T-H Smith. D-O-I-N-T-F-E-N-T.
Appointment.
Dot appointment. Location. Edit combo box.
Location. Where are we going to have this appointment? Is it going to be at Dr. Smith's office or here or where? So we can punch in this information.
D-R dot D-R.
Doctor office.
O-F-F-C-E office.
On. Main and Vine, for example. And you can be more specific if you need to. You can include an address and so forth. Look at the next box with tab.
Vine, label, drop-down list, none.
Label. This offers us some choices what we want to use for a category for this appointment.
Important.
Now, is this going to be important?
Business.
Personal.
Vacation. Must attend.
Vacation. Must attend.
Travel required.
Travel required.
Needs preparation.
Needs preparation.
Birthday.
Birthday.
Anniversary.
Anniversary.
Phone call.
Phone call. So we can see how we have a vast variety of choices. Let's go with must attend.
Must attend.
Okay. But you can pick any one you like. And we'll tab to the next box.
List closed. Start date. Edit combo box. Monday 3/24/2008.
Start date. Now this is where we can actually use a wide variety of choices. We can say tomorrow, we can say next Thursday, we can type any of these things into the box. We can provide a specific date. So why don't we say Friday? And I'm just going to type in the word Friday. F-R-I-D-A-Y.
Friday. Start time. Edit combo box.
And then I push tab to get to the start time. But if we shift tab and listen to this box, or if you can see the box.
Start date. Edit combo box. Friday 3/28/2008.
Friday 3/28/2008. So we can see how Outlook picked it out. But if you do want to type in a date, why, that's as easy as can be as well. Let's say we want it to be April 7th, 2008. So we just type in 4/7/2008. Now, Monday, 4/7/2008. So we see how we can enter in any of those things. Now, the start time.
Start time. Edit combo box. 12:00 p.m.
It is just a simple little box. We just type in the time. This starts at 1:30
p.m.
p.m.
1:30 p.m. End date. Edit. Start time. Edit combo box. 1:30 p.m.
1:30 p.m. So you see I didn't have to type in p.m. and all that stuff. I just type in abbreviations for what I want. Now let's go to the ending information.
End date. Edit combo box. Monday 4/7/2008.
Now the end date, it has the same date as the start date, which makes sense since this is only going to be a little while. And it will accept the same format as well. As to, you can type in tomorrow or next Friday or so forth.
End time. Edit combo box. 2:00 p.m.
Okay, so it assumes our appointment is half an hour. I never saw a doctor's office I could get out of in half an hour. So we're going to say that it ends at 2:30 p.m.
All-day event. Checkbox. Not checked.
Okay, now the next box we come to is this an all-day event? Now, we can see that this is only an hour appointment. But, for example, if you had to drive for quite a while to get there, then you might say that this was an all-day event, and you would check the box with your space bar by clicking on it. And we're going to tab to the next box.
Reminder. Checkbox. Checked.
Reminder. Now, this box will permit us to receive a reminder sometime ahead so that we can prepare. For example, if we need a reminder the day before so that we can set up transportation or whatever the case may be, if we need a reminder so that we can be sure and clear our schedule for that time point, then that's what we can check the box. We're going to go ahead and do that right now.
Reminder time, edit combo box, 15 minutes.
Reminder time, 15 minutes. Now you can type in a number or you can scroll up and down with your arrows or with the scroll bars. But I can type in, say, eight hours.
Eight hours.
8 hours.
Hours. Reminder sound. Reminder time. Edit combo box. 8 hours.
Okay. And then I'll get a reminder 8 hours ahead of time.
Reminder sound button.
Reminder sound. Outlook comes with a default sound that it plays when you have a reminder. But if you want to play a specific sound, well, you can push this button and browse to a file that you would like to play.
Reminder sound. When a reminder comes due, play the sound. Checkbox. Check.
When a reminder comes due, play this sound. It's a checkbox. We can make sure that it's checked by clicking on it or pushing the space bar until it says checked. And currently, this one's checked.
Editable text. Reminder WAV.
And the sound it's going to play is reminder, WAV.
Browse button. Alt D.
There's a browse button. We can find the file on our hard drive if we want to play a different one.
OK button.
And you can click OK when you're done.
Dr. Smith appointment. Appointment. Appointment tab. Reminder sound button.
Okay. We're going to push tab.
Showtime as. Drop-down list. Busy.
Now, showtime as. How are we going to show this time? Now, what this is important for is because others who may be working with you or who may see your schedule can find out if you're going to be in the office or out, if you're busy, or if you are just multitasking up for your appointment. So we're going to arrow down and see what availabilities are in this list.
Out of office. So 4 of 4. Busy.
Busy.
3 of 4.
We had
out of office.
Out of office.
4 of 4.
This one below, but up above, busy is.
Busy. Tentative.
Tentative.
4 of 4. Free.
Free. 1 of 4. So, you know, if it's something that takes a couple of seconds, why, we can just say free and be done with it.
Tentative. Busy. Out of office.
But we're going to be out of 4 office of 4. If this is a doctor's appointment, so we'll pick that one.
Notes. Editable text. Land.
Here's where you can type in notes. So if you want to be very specific and say, for example, see
the
doctor.
D-O-C-T-O-R. Doctor.
About the problem,
problem
with my double
vision.
Vision. This notes box here is a multi-line box, so you can type in as many lines as you like. You can use some formatting with your tab key and so forth and so on. Now, of course, the tab key, if you can use it for formatting, that means you cannot tab further ahead to find the OK button. So if you can see the OK button, go ahead and click it with your mouse. But if you can't, go ahead and push Escape. We're going to do that now.
Microsoft Office Outlook. Do you want to save changes? Yes button. Hold
on. Do you want to save changes? Yes or no? If you're on the Yes button, which is where you'll be on the default, all you have to do is push Spacebar.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook.
Okay, so having set up that appointment, when the time comes for your reminder, a window will pop up on the screen. And in that window, you will find the information pertaining to this appointment, including the subject and the time and the location. So if you want to dismiss the appointment, just click on the dismiss button or push Alt and D, and that'll just take you right out of the appointment window. Another thing that Microsoft Outlook offers is what's called a task. A task is a little different from an appointment, of course, and one thing that tasks are good for example, is homework assignments. If you are gainfully employed, well, then you'll want to keep track of what tasks your boss has assigned you. In order to do that, we're going to go to the File menu again by clicking on File or pushing Alt with F.
File, New Submenu, W.
Okay, so in the new menu, you have quite a few options. Task is going to be down a little ways.
Task, Control Shift.
Task will be the 10th item down. So we're going to push Enter on Task.
Untitled Task, Task Tab, Subject, Editable Text, Land.
Okay, this is going to look a lot like the appointment window that we just went through. Subject is the first box that we're in. And the subject of the task I'm going to give you today is to make sure and post,
post
this
tutorial. T-O-R-I-A-L, tutorial, due date, edit combo box.
Due date is due today.
T-O-D-A-Y, today, due date, edit combo box, Monday 3/24/2008. Start date, edit combo box, none.
Start date, well, I started it today.
T-O-A-Y, start date, edit combo box, Monday 3/24/2008.
So, I just typed today into each of those boxes, just like with the appointment box.
Status, drop-down list, not started.
Now, status. Well, I'm currently in the middle of the procedure, so I'm going to arrow down in this list.
In progress.
It's in progress.
Completed. Waiting on someone else.
Completed, waiting on someone else.
Deferred.
And
with deferred.
Deferred are the other choices. But we're going to go back up to in progress.
With in progress.
In progress, right there.
Priority. Drop-down list. Normal.
Priority. Well, this is a high priority for me.
High. 3 of 3.
But if it wasn't a high priority, you have also
normal.
Normal.
2 of 3. Low.
And low.
1 of 3.
But this is, as I say, a high priority.
High.
So we're going to select high.
Percent complete. Editable text. 0%.
Percent complete. Well, I would say I'm about 25.
3, 2, 5.
Percent complete.
25. Reminder. Checkbox. Not checked.
Reminder. Now, this is just like the reminder in the appointment box.
Checked. Reminder date. Edit combo box. Monday 3/24/2008.
Now, the reminder date. Well, it's due today, so I'm going to leave that date. But if you had a task later on, you can pick the date that best fits your reminder time. If you need a reminder the day before to make sure and get it done, then you can type that date in.
Reminder time. Edit combo box. 8:00 a.m.
Reminder time. 8 o'clock a.m. Well, 8 o'clock has already come and gone for me. So I'm going to choose 6 o'clock for my time.
6:00 p.
6 o'clock.
6:00 p. Reminder time. Edit combo box. 6:00 p.m. Reminder sound button.
Reminder sound. It's the same exact button as was in the appointment field. In fact, it'll be the same sound as well.
Reminder sound. When a reminder comes due, play the sound. Checkbox. Checked.
When a reminder comes due, play this sound. The box is checked.
Editable text. Reminder WAV.
Reminder WAV, or W-A-V, is the sound that we'll play. You can use your browse button.
Browse button. Alt-D.
Which is the next box over. By pushing tab, you can get there. And you'll find that you can browse for files on your on your hard drive, just as before with the appointments.
OK button.
Then when you're done, you can push OK. Or if you don't want to save the changes,
cancel button.
You can pick cancel. And that's what we're going to do.
Post this tutorial task. Owner. Read-only text. Jason
Custer. Owner. Now this is where things get a little bit interesting. This particular task, I am the owner of. If you are supposed to get a task done, then you will be the owner as well. However, if you are going to assign this task to somebody else, then all you need to do is punch in their name or their email address, depending on what's in your contact list. So, for example, if you wanted to assign me a task, then all you would need to do is punch in my email address, and it would be assigned to me. Now, it wouldn't be officially assigned yet until I respond with an acceptance of the task. What happens is that Outlook will send the recipient a message asking them whether or not they'll accept the task. The person has to either select a yes button or a no button, and then Outlook sends back an email to the person who assigned the task to begin with. So Outlook automatically manages these two things. For the recipient of the task, it will automatically log that task in as his task list. And for the person who sent the task to begin with or who assigned it, the Outlook will show that that task has been assigned and show the progress that's being made on it. So that being said, let's move on to the next field.
Notes, editable text.
And that is the notes field. So here we can type in more notes. Please
don't forget
to post this tutorial for everyone to enjoy. And similarly, with the appointments window, when we got to the notes field, there's no further progress to be made, so I just push escape.
Microsoft Office Outlook. Do you want to save changes? Yes button.
You want to save changes? I'll push yes. Push enter for yes.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook.
Inbox, Microsoft Outlook. Now we're going to view our tasks. The best way to do that is we're going to click the Go menu. You can click that on top, or you can push Alt plus G.
Go, Mail, Control 1, Calendar, Control 2.
And just arrow down.
Contacts, Control 3.
Contacts. We have to start with mail, calendar, contacts, and the number four item is tasks. We're going to push enter on that or click it.
Menu closed. Not selected. Task read. Complete mode. Subject post this tutorial. Due date Monday 3/24/2008.
The first thing it'll show us whether it's complete or not. Mine says complete. No. Then it shows me the subject.
Task read. Complete mode. Subject post this tutorial. Due date Monday 3/24/2008.
Subject post this tutorial. And then it shows me the due date, 3/24/2008, as you hear. Now, the way you can listen to this in JAWS and in System Access is with your insert and up arrow keys. So we're going to push enter on this task and find out what we have available.
Post this tutorial task. Do the day. Task tab. Subject. Editable text. Post this tutorial.
And you see it's just the same window that we had before. So we can tab through and look at our notes and our windows. I mean our fields.
Due date, edit combo box, Monday
3/24/2008.
Start date, edit combo box, Monday 3/24/2008.
And the start date, and so forth and so on. It's the very same window.
Task Microsoft.
To get out of there, you can push escape. Now the appointments window looks exactly the same as these task windows. So I won't do that one because it's the exact same procedure. The only thing I will show you is we'll go to the Go menu again. With your Alt G or by clicking on Go.
Go, Mail, Control 1. Go, Mail, Control.
And this time we're going to go to Calendar.
See. Menu closed. Monday, March 24th, 8 a.m. Day view.
So just push Enter. In conclusion, then, I'd like to inform you as to where you can find more information available. You can go to Tech Training, that's TEC training.blogspot.com. That's where you'll find my weblog, and that's where you'll find more availability of courses and tutorials that will be soon to come in the future. So please drop by. Thank you again for your time and for listening to this information.